The Constitutional Convention question may not be whipping up much enthusiasm, but it did get several dozen people, mostly college students, to fill up a University of Illinois lecture hall last week for a debate on ConCon, as it's sometimes called. Local ConCon supporter John Bambanek is in the audience. He says that compared to the last such referendum in 1988, the future of the state constitution isn't getting much attention this year.
Well, I think there was certainly more funding that was spent for advertising in 88, both on the yes and no sides. This time, that money just simply hasn't been available to either side.
A lack of spending means you haven't been seeing many TV ads about the Constitutional Convention. But debates and forums on the issue have been held all over Illinois. On this day, Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn appears at two debates, the first one in Carbondale. At the U of I, Quinn repeats his arguments that a flawed state constitution has allowed state government to slide into unresponsiveness and gridlock.
The latest poll showed 82% of the people of our state feel our state is on the wrong track. It's not addressing issues like school funding and utility reform. And so how long do we have to wait? The idea of a constitution, it belongs to the voters, not to the office holders.
Quinn says if the vote is yes on the ConCon referendum, voters will elect delegates next year to hammer out a new state constitution. He's confident the new document will force the governor and legislative leaders to pay more attention to the public will. But Quinn's debate opponent, Kevin Semlow of the Illinois Farm Bureau, says a constitutional convention would be too expensive, take too long, and open up too much of the Constitution to rewriting, when only parts of it need fixing. He says the politicians tying up state government now could very well tie up a convention.
And that's what we're afraid of, is that we'll just see more deadlock. We'll see the messes currently in Springfield transferred from the current state capital over to the old state capital for 2 or 3 years. We don't need that now.
The old state capitol was the site of the last constitutional convention in 1968 and 69. Delegates elected to that convention worked for 9 months to produce the constitution we use now. Former state senator and comptroller Don Clark Netsch was one of the delegates.
In 1970, the belief that we needed to revisit the whole constitution, that we just simply had to go back to the drawing board, was very widespread. You know, both political parties, the civic groups, business, labor, the media, practically anyone you could name. And it had been developing, well, really since the end of World War II, from about maybe 1947 on.
The 1870 Illinois Constitution was considered inflexible and out of date. The 1970 Constitution gives local governments more authority to issue bonds, grants home rule powers to many cities and counties, and, Netsch says, is a more workable document than the previous state constitution. But ConCon supporter John Bambanek says the changes in the 1970 state constitution led inevitably to its abuse.
Government considered itself too restricted to be able to function. So the constitution was written to empower government to function in a way they thought was appropriate. The problem is that they opened the floodgates in a lot of ways and empowered government and officials so much that there aren't any meaningful checks.
Bambanek and Netsch actually agree on some of the changes they'd like to see in the Illinois Constitution, but Netsch wants to see those changes done as individual amendments or by voting in new leaders and legislators. She thinks a constitutional convention risks being taken over by special interests who would make unforeseen changes to the state constitution. Meanwhile, Bambanek believes a convention is the only way to bring about real change. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.